Sound Bites on CubRadio.com.
How long have you had the conservation warden position with the DNR?
I've been a warden for a few years now. Okay. I've been in Manitowoc County since January, first day of the year, 2016. So I've been here for almost a year now, and it's been great. It's a fun job, and meet a lot of good people.
Yeah, during, yeah. Where'd you come from then?
I'm originally from Minnesota. Grew up south of the Twin Cities. And then went through training and was on the other side of the state. And then I took a job out here in Manitowoc.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Enjoying it?
Enjoying it. I love it. There's a lot of great resources in this county. It's not every day that you get to drive along Lake Michigan and then you can be out in the woods. A lot of big deer. I've seen a lot of deer harvested this first opening weekend of the gun deer season. And just throughout the year with the archery season. So
sure.
A lot of good resources here. And it's not everywhere in the state you can go and catch salmon, too. So.
Oh, that's true.
So that's good.
Yes, we do have our benefits here in the state.
There are great resources here.
Well, obviously, gun deer season 2016 upon us.
Yes, sir.
And a couple of things we should go for. Just like, I don't know, maybe overall basic safety tips for the season.
Yeah, so, you know, we're through probably the busiest part of the hunting season, and that's the last 2 days. But that doesn't mean that there's not going to be a lot of people, and a lot of us, you know, if we didn't get our deer this weekend, we're going to be out as much as we can. You know, the key with hunter safety is, you know, two things, really. It's one, it's always make a plan before you go hunting. Let someone know, even if you live here in town and you're just going to go out to, you know, a buddy's property or out to, you know, public property, let somebody know, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, friend, anyone, coworker, know that, hey, I plan on hunting, you know, Tuesday evening out in Collins, just so in case you don't come to work the next morning or you don't come home that night, someone knows where you were in case an accident occurs or your truck breaks down or you get lost. So that's one of the keys, is just let someone know where you're going and when.
Or you're hanging in a tree stand somewhere.
And that's where, exactly, that's perfect. Because the other thing is, wear a harness. You know, a lot of us, you know, a lot of us don't think of it or we forget to get our harness. But putting a harness on and strapping it to your tree stand is one of the most important things you can do. Every year we respond to people falling out of their tree stand. And it can range from, you know, a couple bruises to a hospitalization. So, and, you know, everyone makes it. Even, you know, I've known of wardens in the past that have also fallen out of trees. So it'll happen to anybody. So it's really important to wear that harness every time you go hunting, if you're going up in a tree stand.
That actually happened to this girl I went to high school with, her father. Like, I believe he fell out of the tree stand, and he was caught up in it by his leg.
Oh.
And he was hanging out there, like, in pain. Like,
wow.
Excruciating pain for, like, a few hours, I think, before he got found.
Yeah.
And basically, the article in the newspaper said he was considering suicide.
Oh my gosh.
Because he was in so much pain and just hanging out there like that.
Yeah, no one wakes up and says, yep, I'm gonna go, you know, get in an accident today, or I'm gonna wake up and go fall to my tree stand when I see that big buck. So it's just important to, you know, plan, spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes planning out your hunt and letting people know what's going on before you actually go out into the woods. So,
and then, you know, there's wearing certain clothing that's going to stand out.
Yep. So any time during the gun deer season, the gun deer seasons include the youth hunt that was early in October, obviously the 9-day right now, and then the muzzle loader season, the statewide antlerless, and the holiday hunt in the counties where you're at. If they have one, there's like 5 counties. But any time during those seasons, those are technically gun deer seasons. And whenever you're in the woods hunting during those gun deer seasons, you have to be wearing blaze orange. And this year, there's a new blaze or fluorescent pink that's also allowed. The key is above the waist, 50% of your clothing has to be blaze orange or blaze pink. You can have like the blaze pink and blaze orange camo. That's fine. Just make sure 50% of it, you know, is that bright color.
Sure.
You know, I get a lot of questions, how much pink have I seen this year? Because it is new this year.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I didn't see anyone wearing it this week. And I thought for sure I'd see someone wearing some blaze pink this year, but not yet.
Something for the ladies, yeah, perhaps, huh?
Yeah, at least not in northern Manitowoc County. I didn't see any, but okay. I'm sure they are around the state, so.
All right, give it a little bit to catch on, though, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A little something new. And obviously, you know, you don't want to be drinking or whatever before
out. So, that kind of goes with the safety.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, part of deer camp, you know, it's a social, fun atmosphere, and that's awesome. I totally respect that, but... If you're going to hunt in the morning, you know, shooting hours are pretty early, you know, first eight, you know, 6:20 in the morning. So if you're up till 2-3 in the morning, it takes time. Coffee and a shower won't, sober you up. It just takes time. So if you're going to drink some beers the night before, just make sure you, have some moderately.
Yeah. Give yourself plenty of time to
sober up
to
before,
rest up.
Because if you do, you know, if you are impaired with a firearm, it is a felony.
Yeah.
And that's something you will get arrested for. So we don't want anyone to be put in that situation. So. Yeah.
So, like, you're saying that somebody could get arrested then if somebody in your position or a police officer
correct.
Were to come out there and breathalyze you and you're walking around with a gun out there in the woods.
Yeah, if a warden or a deputy or someone it comes out to talk to you and they notice or they observe that you're, you know, intoxicated or impaired. We have a system of tests that we'll conduct to see if we believe you're impaired or not. And if we believe that you're impaired, then yeah, you can get in a good amount of trouble. So just, you want to make sure that you know where you're at before you go hunting.
Jake Bulks, Conservation Warden with the Wisconsin DNR, our guest here this morning on the WCUB Breakfast Club. A couple of things, Jake, we hear a couple of things new.
Yeah.
Maybe different for 2016.
Yeah, so this is one of those years, you know, you'll have a couple of years where nothing really changes. You don't really need to read the rigs too bad, even though you should every year. But, and then, you know, last year we went to all electronic registration, and then this year, 2016, just was a big... mass amounts of change. So I'll kind of touch on those. A lot of us, if you're listening, you probably went out hunting and you probably figured out that it's a new system and maybe you still have questions or hopefully you're able to figure it out. But I'll run through it quick. So this new Go Wild system, basically what it did is it made getting your hunting license and registering your vehicles and everything more accessible to everyone. You know, basically with this new system, hypothetically, you don't ever have to go to a vendor like Fleet Farm or a service center. You can basically register your vehicles, buy your licenses, print your licenses, do everything you want from home or from your smartphone.
Okay.
But because of that, it means that all of the licenses are printed on 8x11 white computer paper. No more of the green, nice, you know, like Tyvek paper we've had in the past. And with that... another change is no back tag. So I'm sure we all noticed that this weekend when we were driving around or outside and, you know, 90% of people didn't have back tags on. I did see a lot of people that still use the back tag to hold their licenses and stuff, which I think is great. We already got it on your back. You're already used to having your licenses there. Just stick them in that holder and you're good to go. But with this new system... you know, it was described as paperless, and in a way it is. If you're fishing and other things, you can show me your driver's license or your Go Wild card. It's like a blue-looking it's like a blue card. It looks like a library card.
Okay.
And I have an app on my phone that I can scan, and I can see, like, your fishing license. I can see everything. Every license, every approval, every registration, hunter safety, boating safety. I can see that for your account. However, when you're out hunting, so deer hunting this weekend, you have to have your paper carcass tags with you. So when you go to, like, Fleet Farm, they should print you off a piece of paper. Or from your house, you can print off a piece of paper, and your carcass tag is, you know, a rectangular piece of that paper. It's only probably, you know, 6 to 8 inches. And on that carcass tag, it'll have the validation line and the registration line.
Okay.
I ran into it a lot this weekend where people didn't have them with them in the woods. Luckily, most of them had them in their vehicle, so that was good that they at least had them out when they were hunting. But legally, you have to have them in your wood or in your possession in the woods, because the law says, and if you read on the bottom of these carcass tags, you'll see it. The law says that immediately upon harvesting your deer, you need to validate it, which, you know, today would be all you have to